There were two Jesuit seminaries. They were just ordained in California. There were only three Jesuit seminaries left in America, and very small ones. We used to have five big seminaries. Well, I was then living in Washington, D.C., at Georgetown University. These two young priests came to Washington and were staying at Georgetown, and I had never met them, but they identified me and thanked me for the Catholic Catechism. You have a copy of the Catholic Catechism ordered by the Holy See and 6 months censored by the Vatican. These two young priests told me, thanks for your Catholic Catechism. After class, we go back to our rooms and read your catechism to find out what the Church really teaches. I'd rather die than have to say it, but I would not be telling you, sisters, what's going on and why your training in the faith is so crucially important. Good men, but so many of these priests have been poorly educated. Next question, on the subject of reservation. Here's the condemnation. If anyone says that bishops have not the right to reserve cases to themselves, and therefore that reservation does not hinder a priest from absolving from reserved cases, let him be either anathema or excommunicated. What is the Church? Here, Pope Julius III, and tomorrow will be, November the 25th. What is the Pope and the Council of Trent saying? That bishops may reserve absolution to themselves. In fact, not just bishops, but the Pope. There are certain sins from which a priest cannot give absolution if the bishop reserves, that's the meaning of the word, reserves the absolution to himself. In some countries, sin of abortion, a woman confesses she has aborted her unborn child. In some countries, priests do not have the power to absolve from that sin. In the United States, the bishops, as far as I know, there may be exceptions, but as far as I know, in at least most, if not all the dioceses of the United States, the bishop who has the right to reserve absolution from abortion only to himself has granted priests. In the Archdiocese I know of Detroit, a woman confesses abortion, the priest can give her absolution. But I repeat, then all bishops give that right to the priests. Then, for example, the sin of breaking the seal of confession. If a priest breaks the seal of confession, no priest has the power to absolve from that sin. He must receive the power from the Pope. And that's what reservation means. And in teaching this subject to priests, naturally, we go over the various sins that are reserved. And now in canon law, there are very few sins that are reserved for absolution, either to the bishop or to the pope, for obvious reasons, because such terrible crimes are being committed throughout the world. Next, definition, penalty. If anyone says that God always pardons the whole penalty together with the guilt, let him be excommunicated. Sisters, that definition is worth $1 million. Let me repeat. If anyone says that God always pardons the whole penalty together with the guilt, let him be either anathema or excommunicated. What are we to expect when we go to confession to have all the penalty We are not to expect to have all the penalty. Remember, penalty means debt of pain. Remember, debt of pain. Every sin always has two consequences. Guilt, which means loss of grace. Penalty, which means debt of pain. We cannot. It is anathema to think that we have all the penalty always removed with the guilt. Now let's be clear. And I've got to watch myself because each of these subjects deserves hours of explanation. Provided we have made a sincere confession, then always, two things are removed. The guilt of mortal sin is removed, meaning what? We recover the state of grace. Always, I repeat, provided we made a sincere confession. Secondly, provided we made a sincere confession, always, eternal punishment is removed. Always eternal punishment is removed. However, once we say that, we cannot say that all the guilt of all our sins is removed. Oh no.